This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
According to this week's Illinois Crop Report, and as we've seen ourselves around the area, harvest is nearing completion and many farmers are switching over to fall tillage. Statewide, the average temp was about 55 degrees, and that was just 3 degrees above normal, and precip averaged a half an inch. There were 5 days that allowed field work during the week ending on October 30th, and topsoil moisture supply was rated 1% very short, 6% short, 80% adequate, and 13% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 6% short, 87% adequate, and 6% surplus. Corn harvest was 91% complete compared to 95% last year, and soybean harvest was 89% complete compared to 88% for the 5-year average. Winter wheat planted reached 85% compared to 88% last year, and winter wheat emerge jumped to 63%, which is 25% above last week's number. Winter wheat condition rated 3% very poor, 1% poor, 27% fair, 55% good, and 14% excellent. In other news, the Illinois Soybean Association Checkoff Program is funding research to use soy protein in feed rations for ranched tuna. Tim Skates is an ISA director and representative to the Soy Aquaculture Alliance, and he farms with his family in Carmi, Illinois. I talked with Tim about the research and the benefits it could bring to Illinois soybean farmers.
It's kind of exciting opportunity for us, you know, in a non-traditional feed use for Illinois soybeans. We've got some trials right now running with some different feed that utilizes soy protein, and we're feeding it to some ranched aquaculture right now down in Mexico.
Okay, so aquaculture, obviously we're talking fish. If you could maybe explain a little bit more about what's being done as far as how they're experimenting and what maybe the research is paying for, and just a little bit more in depth about the process.
Okay. Yeah, first, you know, the research team has developed about 4 different prototypes that meet the nutritional needs and would appeal to tuna. The taste and texture, you know, similar to sardines or squid or mackerel. You know, they've been tested in tanks, you know, with younger fish in Panama this summer, and now they've moved that to Mexico. And we've just recently shipped the feed down there, and they've started that feeding trial. And so that's relatively new, and I think it's well received so far, you know, with the fish. But right now, we're just in the beginning stages of it.
So is the idea behind this, or what is the idea, just that soybean meal, there's more of it, so it's more readily available, or how did this idea come about?
Yeah, traditionally, you know, fish are fed with like a fish meal, harvested anchovies and sardines, which isn't sustainable given our current seafood demand, and where we can utilize some of the soy protein in the diet, you know, we have a larger supply of that with our soybean meal.
This sounds like then that would lead to maybe another export opportunity for soybean growers?
Yeah, it would, with our demand that is probably there to utilize some of the soy protein in the fish diet. And it's not only the tuna diet, the shrimp and salmon, you know, they account for, along with the tuna, account for about 55% of the seafood eaten in the U.S. So, I mean, there's a large demand, but the U.S. imports about 91% of the seafood we eat, and more than half of that comes from commercial aquaculture. So, I mean, we're only feeding half of them right now, so if we could utilize more of the soy protein in their diet, that'd be great for the growers of soybeans.
Well, it's really interesting, and I know you said this is kind of a new project, so more research to come, and is this going to be going on for several years, or kind of what's the game plan right now?
Yeah, we continue to research new and try to improve uses for the soy to make our crops more valuable and to increase demand for our growers. We'll continue to go ahead and keep that research going to try to feed more fish, because each one of them of the different species, you know, shrimp can feed 30 to 40% of the soy protein, where salmon rations contain 5 to 25% of the soy. So each one of them are a little different, and we're going to have to continue to run trials and do the research to see at what point we can push the soy protein in the fish's diet.
Well, this is very interesting, and I look forward to learning more about the findings from the research in the years to come, I'm sure. And, Tim, is there anything that we haven't touched on, whether that's with maybe harvest, how that's going for you, or work with the Illinois Soybean Association that you'd like to mention?
Well, harvest on our farm, we've pretty well got everything in now with soybeans and corn. So we're, you know, finished with that. So we're just doing some fall tillage and, you know, repair work and that type of thing. Work's never done on the farm. There's always something to do.
And once again, that was Tim Skates, who serves as an Illinois Soybean Association director from Carmi. And some more ag news. USDA's Risk Management Agency is reminding fruit producers in Illinois that the final date to apply for crop insurance for 2017 is November 20th. This date applies to crop insurance policies for apples, blueberries, grapes, peaches, and sweet and tart cherries. Current policyholders who wish to make changes to their existing coverage also have until the November 20th closing date to do so. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.